don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
Welcome back and thank you very much for sticking around. You have stuck around up until now. May God bless you. It's 8 minutes after two. It's time for us to get into our daily focus for today. Remember, we've been talking and focusing on these superpowers, which was very exciting way of looking at it. I've never looked at it that way. Spiritual gifts being superpowers. I liked it. As you can tell, it still is ringing in my head. But today, we're focusing on unwrapping your own gift with Pastor Erica Mulyakubinda, who is joining us now on the line. And Fulis, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon to you too, and good afternoon, our listeners, and you are most welcome.
Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Now, to those who are listening, and to you specifically, if you're listening alone or with somebody, you've discovered your spiritual gift. I'm assuming you have, or maybe let's move from the premise that you have discovered your spiritual gift. Now what? It's time to unwrap that gift and put it into action. Whether it's teaching or serving or encouraging, your gift isn't meant to sit on a shelf or in your pocket or in your chest or in your person. You have to open it up and share it. You have to know where it is and how it functions and make it work. And that's why we're going to be having this conversation with Mfundisi. Mfundisi, once you've identified your spiritual gift, how do you find opportunities to use it in your church or in your community?
When you have found that you have a spiritual gift, a superpower which God has given you, you don't just rise up and jump around and celebrate around or start to make noise about it. You need to find a man. When I say you need to find a man here, God works with men. When he has given you a gift and you're about to use it, God will use a man. When you read the book of Acts chapter 9, verse 17, Paul is being given a spiritual gift to go and evangelize.
Right.
But then God says, rise, go in the street called straight. There you will find a man by the name of Ananias. Ananias will lay hands upon you, and Ananias laid hands upon him, right, and he went about now preaching. Why didn't he go just direct preaching? He needed a man first. So God uses men. And so you have a spiritual gift. You need to find a man now who will give you a link. God will send you to a house, but a man will open the door for you. That's the way it works. Or even before Jesus fed the 5,000 plus, there was a boy who had bread and had also fish. But before the boy could hand over, could perform that spiritual gift of generosity,
right,
you needed a man by the name of Andrew who took him to Jesus. So you need a man who opened a door for you so that you may begin doing your work in your spiritual gift, your superpower.
Okay. All right. So does it have to be a man? Can't it be a woman?
When I say a man, I'm using a biblical term here, okay, which symbolizes a man or a woman. I'm talking about a human being here. So find a woman, find a man,
right,
who can give you access to the door that the Lord has opened for you.
Oh, if we have time for this, we're going to ask how can this person, why should we depend on a person? But I don't want us to digress and focus on that now. I want us to continue with our discussion. So, after you have discovered it and you have found this person who's going to give you access, then comes a time when you have to stand up and preach if you're a preacher, sing if you're a singer, you know, do radio if you're a person who does radio. And I can say this, I want to say this over and over. Every time, I've been doing radio for 24, almost 25 years now, Mfundis. Every time I do it, I get scared. My heart beats so fast. And I don't know, maybe it's because I never went to talk to a man. And I just did it because I was trained in it. But I still get scared. And some people don't just get scared and do it anyway. Some people get scared and never do it. So my question is, how can someone overcome the fear or hesitation when it comes to using their spiritual gift?
When you go to the book of Daniel chapter 5, reading verse 22, in fact, even verse 15 going to 22, here, right, we find Daniel is crying, careless on the floor. after having received the vision. You don't even know what the vision means and how to explain the vision, right, and how to spread it to the people. He's crying helplessly. What does Angel Gabriel do? Angel Gabriel comes to him and says, can you rise here? I'm here to give you a skill, right, and understanding.
Right.
The moment Gabriel gave him the skill and understanding, Daniel stopped crying about like a baby. He moved now, spreading the vision and explaining the vision. So after you have received your spiritual gift, right, and you know that you have it, there what you need is the skill. The skill will remove fear and hesitation. So you discover that many people have the spiritual gifts, yet they have no skill. Skill is an ability for you to do something,
right,
comprehensively as expected. So once you get the skill, you have all the confidence you need in the world. No hesitation, you are up on your feet.
Hey, Mfundis, 25 years down the line, I still have hesitation.
You need to deepen your skill, my brother.
Yeah, maybe I need to find a man also, or a woman.
Yeah, you really have to do that.
Yeah. So what are some practical ways to ensure that your gift is being used to its fullest potential?
Now, I love this. There are three things that you can do in order for you to understand, to realize that here you are practically using it to the fullest potential. Right. Number one, we are talking about public confirmation,
right,
people confirmation. You can't do without people.
Right.
People talk, and you need to be attentive to what people are saying.
Okay.
If at all, the moment you come out of the radio, you need,
right,
to find out.
Right.
What are people saying about your presentation? Yeah. Are you leading them in the right way, or maybe you're,
right,
just mumbo-jumbling things?
Yes, yes.
So when people talk, pay attention. What are they saying?
Okay.
So people will confirm whether you're doing the right thing or not. You ignore people, tomorrow you'll be in a ditch and no one will save you out of there.
What?
Because you didn't want to respect people. And so the second one is that you need to check the results against your goal.
Okay.
You have set a goal to say, with this,
right,
gift,
right,
I'm going to do this and this and this and this. At the end of the month, at the end of the year, at the end of the week, what are the results?
Hmm.
What tangible results have you seen,
right,
with this gift? Are you doing what is right? And
right,
then the third one is, how is your life? How has it impacted your life personally? Mm. When you come out of the radio, when you go home,
right,
are you a better man or a worse man than you were before you discovered,
right,
the gift of presenting on the radio?
Right.
So your life itself will be a testimony as to whether there is impact or not, whether you are killing yourself or you are saving yourself,
right,
with that gift. So your life also speaks volumes to you.
So let's just touch on all these three ways what people can check. The first one is check what people are saying, right?
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
People were mocking and disturbingly against all the teachings of Jesus to the extent that,
yeah,
they led his life down the crucifixion path. I'm mixing that one with the third one. His life was none the better. He himself complained that foxes and what again have their holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. No one was willing to let him in. He was sleeping in the fields in the middle of nowhere, in the boondoos. His life was not made any the better because of this very same gospel. In fact, this gospel, the religious leaders of his time were saying he's wrong. He's using the power of Baal-Zebub. That's why they decided we're going to have this one taken out, because he's preaching heresy, blasphemy. And that's what led him to the cross.
Yeah.
So is that really a good test? If that test is to be listened to, Jesus would have just stopped preaching his heresies, because according to the voice of the people around him, he was preaching heresies and blasphemies. So if we listen to people, we're going to stop. And Jesus didn't stop. He listened to the people and ignored them. They killed him, but he still preached, even though his life was not made any better.
Yeah. So, a good tree is seen in the times of storms.
Okay.
So you need storms as well. You need people who oppose you. But then the question is, who is this voice that I'm hearing?
Right.
Is this the voice of the opposition party, the voice of the enemy, the devil himself, or the voice of a brother? So when you differentiate between the voice of a brother and the voice of an enemy and the voice of the opposition party, there you will know exactly what to listen to. So when an enemy has spoken,
right,
you know that an enemy will never speak, no matter how good it is. So the people who spoke in Jesus' life, those were enemies.
Okay.
Those are the people who spoke were enemies. But even the friends spoke, but what they spoke in love, in correction, and also in building. When you look at what the disciples told Jesus, Master, there they will kill you. They meant well because they knew exactly. So you also need to know exactly whose voice am I listening to?
Right,
is it the voice of an enemy or a friend?
Okay. And so how can using spiritual gifts help build deeper connections with the church or within the church?
You know, the Bible in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, the Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom
and in strength.
Stature.
Yes.
And the next thing that you see here is favor before God and who? And man. So now, here comes the supernatural the superpower of wisdom, a spiritual gift of wisdom comes to him. The next thing you see is faith. Before God and also before man. So meaning that the moment when you have expressed your spiritual gift and people have identified it, the next thing you see is favor before God and favor before man. Believe you me, men always want to associate with somebody who has a gift, who can offer something on the table. And so the moment you have a spiritual gift and you are expressing it well, people will start coming to you. That's the beginning of connections in church and also outside the church. So the moment you have it and you are presenting excellently, people will come to you. You won't even look for people. People will be looking for you. They will hunt for you. Even in the night, they will come and knock looking for you.
And talk to us about the dangers of neglecting or underestimating your spiritual gifts and fullness. There is that tendency amongst believers to underestimate their superpower or even ignoring it, neglecting it sometimes.
You see, a superpower is your purpose
right.
for your life, for your breath,
right,
for your existence. The superpower gives you the reason why you exist.
Right.
And so the moment when you do away with your superpower, the consequences are so grievous.
Right.
Look at Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot has this calling. What does he do? He neglects his calling. The next thing, he's hanging on a tree.
Look
at people like Demas. People like Demas in 2 Timothy.
Right.
He departs away from Paul. His whereabouts, he became irrelevant in the Bible pages. And so the moment you run away from your calling, from your superpower, your spiritual gift,
right.
Though that's the beginning of problems in your life. You become irrelevant on earth. You become hungry and broke. No one will pay you. No one will pay you for breathing in and out.
Right.
Because. So you need to stick to your calling if you want to survive in this world. You need your calling.
I hear you, Mfundis. I hear you loud and clear. I hear you. Okay. Thank you very much, Mfundis. That's how we're going to end our conversation for today. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Let's talk again tomorrow as we continue to unpack this concept of these superpowers we call spiritual gifts. Have a wonderful day for them, Mfundis.
Have a wonderful day too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.